views and opinions expressed on Geeks Under the Influence are that of the panelists and not of our sponsors, Amazon.com and TeePublic. Parental discretion is advised.
Brendan Fraser's back. He was supposed to play Firefly in the Batgirl movie.
That's right.
Yeah, and that got fucking canned for bullshit. So he's available.
Yeah.
He is in Doom Patrol, so he's already in the DC universe. Where are we putting him in Marvel? Like,
God
TV
damn.
Or movie? It could be minor character or major character. Like, who would you cast Brendan Fraser to be?
Shit.
And that stuff. I mean, nowadays, not Mummy era.
And I'm trying to disassociate him from Doom Patrol because he does such a good fucking job there.
Yeah.
That I'm like, what robot that has a human? No, I'm trying to move away from that. So, God damn, what would be? Yeah.
That's a tough one because he's immensely likable. And the funny thing with Marvel is that most of the heroes are more flawed than Brendan Fraser is.
Yeah.
Like, Brendan Fraser is just like a depressed nice guy.
Can I just say, I'll just throw out their Man Thing. I know he's going to be, you know, coming up in something we're talking about.
Oh, that's
about.
True. Yeah.
But Man Thing, but just having his, what he's thinking.
Man Thing is not a bad call. Yeah. I like that.
Yeah.
I do like that. Yeah, that showed up in... Oh, spoilers, by the way. Well, not spoilers, yeah. Whatever. It's trailers.
Spoiler for trailer.
There's no spoilers. We don't know what's happening either. Werewolf by Night was so fucking cool. I didn't know that was a thing they were working on.
No idea.
And it's done in, like, black and white, like, old school horror kind of vibe. That's so fucking cool.
Yeah.
Well, and like I had mentioned, actually on the Brendan Fraser episode was... I want to see him in a Muppets movie. And though it's not Marvel, but, like, Disney-esque. Like,
Disney-esque, for sure.
He should be the human in a Muppet movie.
I feel like that's a guaranteed win.
Right? Exactly. Why has that not happened?
And the Muppets, very minimum information from D23, they are doing a Dr. Teeth and the Electric Mayhem series.
Yeah.
Where Holy they're following shit. Electric Mayhem. It's called Muppet
I think
Mayhem.
His personality would be the perfect counter to that band.
Imagine Brendan Fraser as the agent of Electric Mayhem.
Yeah, yeah. Like, just imagine.
Oh,
just how he has tried to sell this thing.
Why am I flashbacking to him from Airheads? But yeah. Right? Yeah.
But, like, except he's, like, the studio exec trying to make it the easy listening
yeah.
studio.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Like, he's that
or
guy.
Turn, right? Turn, yeah. That'd be awesome, yeah. Dude.
You just make it a backdoor sequel to Airheads where he was in the Lone Rangers.
Oh, my God.
And he's become a
Does this mean we get appearances by Buscemi and Sandler
yep.
being like, what happened to you?
What happened to you, man?
What you got,
like,
man? What happened, bro? I'm so cool.
A Team Muppet now.
Yeah.
Yeah. Used to be so cool.
And Adam Sandler's like, well, I guess we're going to be moving right along.
Shabba-doo.
Shabba-doo. Yeah. Yeah, I don't know what kind of hero Brendan Fraser could play except the hero of my heart.
That's right.
Yeah.
I almost want to wait till I see the whale. And see how his performance is, because you could almost kind of shape it from there.
Sure.
So,
yeah.
There's a lot of talk about the whale, too.
But that's what I'm saying, is that I think that's where people are just knocked out about his performance in that. I want to see what he did in that movie, and then I could probably give you a better...
Well, yeah, because it's Aronofsky, so like his last outing, somebody ripped a baby in half. If Brendan Fraser rips a baby in half, that's like the end of the Renaissance.
Yeah.
That's everything. Now, you know what?
He was cool till the
baby.
What
was Aronofsky's last film?
I think it was Mother, wasn't it?
It was Mother, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And that's, yeah, baby got ripped in half.
And that's all we talk about, Mother. Anyhow. God damn.
No, that's the movie that fucks with Hunter, so...
It doesn't fuck with me, I just don't need to ever watch the movie ever again, because I don't say I want my time back. I just don't. If someone's like, hey, I'm gonna watch Mother, like,
yeah,
you do that and I'll see you later.
But what we are talking about tonight is we'll probably bring up Brendan Fraser again, but we are talking about all the announcements. That this is actually really loose and fun and fancy free episode. We are talking about all the releases that happened at D23
bam
this past year. So we're talking Marvel, we're talking Muppets, we're talking Star Wars, we're talking Pixar, Disney, all the shit that's been talked about releasing.
We're talking all
properties.
Things Disney. Let's
all
just be real about the big daddy
Disney's
fucking company.
Disney's gotten to that part where
all
like,
thing Disney.
They're to that level now where they're like, yeah, we'll be involved a little bit in San Diego, but we can now have
our own
fucking con because we have all the fucking properties.
That's the thing. There were a lot of things that were kind of discovered in the Alien franchise from the future. But they got wrong that it was Weyland-Yutani. That should have been... The businesses are now the governments. That's Disney. Disney is going to have its own country at some point.
Yes.
Yeah. And people are going to live there because they put out the best movies.
That's right. So,
I mean,
at one point,
if Disney was like, all of a sudden, all you need to do is put a chip in your arm, and or if not, you can't see anything that we release. Yeah, you're going to get a lot of people with chips in
their Florida
arms.
Right now, there's like the governor that's trying to fuck with Disney, being like, no, you don't get to make your own decisions of your basically own country that you have. We get to make that choice. And Disney's like, try it.
Yeah.
I would not be surprised if Disney's like, no, this is our state now.
Yeah.
Like, this is the state of Disney from now on.
You can leave. Yeah.
You can, you please. And probably the citizens will be like, I mean, it is Disney. Like, have you been to Galaxy's Edge? Like, it's pretty fucking cool.
Oh, God damn it.
One day. One day.
I just need to start saving up for that bitch.
I really want to fucking go.
We are talking about all things D23 on this episode of Geek, some of the influence. Welcome!
Zombies at work, and shall be again. A changing of the guards, the tides marching in. You think you can hold out, but you know you're wrong. So you better join us now. You better do it fast, or you will be dead. Fight! Don't know the gun, cause it's paralyzed and dead. You play it safe.
Whee!
Yeah. Woo!
Ha ha!
Yeah. Oh no.
Yeah.
Oh God.
It's the mouse.
It was.
The house of mouse.
I was gonna try to do Goofy, but I decided.
Hey. No, I saw you start to curl your lips and you're like, no.
Please, please.
Honestly,
please.
No. I respect his willingness to not make a fool out of himself.
Yeah,
I'm doing it plenty for everybody. See? So
he's like, no, I understand where you're coming from, bro. Yep. Like, I get it. Yeah.
You're still a drunken scene, right?
there's still that.
I did. That has been a voice or a time or two on my drunken scene, yes. Goofy. What?
That was my Goofy.
That's
really
whoa,
bad.
Whoa, that was, yeah.
Could you just say, Ho's got to eat too, but in the Goofy's voice?
No.
Let's wait for the drunken scene. All right. We don't want to blow our load this early in the episode.
It's one of my favorite lines. I just like to try it out.
So thank you for joining us on this very loosey-goosey episode talking about all the all the announcements from D23. There are plenty, so we're probably not going to get to all of them, but we will be hitting the major marks from D23. With us to discuss that, we've got Fuck You Hunter from Beautiful Disasters and Mouths of Madness.
What's up, bitches? Yeah.
Yeah, you got to see a trailer or something from something. No, that was something else, wasn't it?
What's the Christmas movie that I'm counting down to? David Harbour.
That's what it was. Yeah. Okay, that was not.
And I forgot to mention that until everybody on the showrunner page started showing, like getting excited. I went, oh yeah, I forgot to tell you all about that. But Santa Claus kicking ass.
You have actually been to D23 before.
No.
No, no, you went to the Star Wars celebration. That's what it was.
I went to the Star Wars celebration. Right. Yeah, so yeah. I need to fuck. Now I need to make
it's closer than anybody else in this group has done. So.
But I really want to make it to fucking D23 sometime. God damn.
Absolutely. What was really great is this D23 separate panels, but Short Round and Indie
run
into each
if
other.
If anything, just that happening was fucking awesome.
That was all the serotonin I needed for the next year, was seeing them hugging on each other as just old dudes. It was great.
Well, old dude and ancient dude.
Yeah, well, no? Okay. Yeah. Dude in his like 40s, early 50s, and dude that somehow is still alive.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
Raiders, he was like 40-something when Raiders came out, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, he wasn't in his 40s when Raiders came out.
Late 30s, at
least.
He was in his 30s.
Let's just say Raiders is how old? Like 81?
Was it 81? I thought it was like...
I think I remember seeing something where like Sean Connery playing his father had to have been like 16 years old
when
Indy was born in order to be his father because the difference wasn't that.
But Harrison Ford looked younger than he was at that point.
Harrison Ford's always looked younger than his actual age until now. Right? Now.
It caught up with him, right?
Is it that earring?
It's the earring that really does it, yeah.
No, but it did catch up with him. But at that time, it was believable because Harrison Ford looked so young.
Yeah, he did. Yeah. He did. Gentleman that looks so young for his age is my co-host.
I do not. I am road hard and put away wet.
I don't know. I think you're aging relatively well.
Oh, yeah? Well, how old do I look?
You look like you're maybe 34, 35.
I'll take that. All right.
I mean, not like that well. Like, you don't look like you're 23.
That's perfect. Say, that's perfectly fine with me.
29-year-old. Yeah.
If I can shave off fucking 4 or 5 years, and my dick just gets hard, it's fine.
Yeah, right?
It's cool.
I'll take 6 months at this point. you call me 6 months younger than I actually am.
I'm in the Princess Bride movie, man. I turn around, I just took another 5 years off your life. I'm like, I didn't do anything. God damn it.
Yeah. But the gentleman that is looks young for his age. We got Lowdown Brown MacGyver here.
What's going on, everybody?
In the co-seat.
In the co-seat. I got my arm rests on my chair.
And have a nice...
You love that shit.
Dude, I'm fucking an old man, okay? Not that I'm fucking an old man. I am a fucking old man.
That's another episode.
I mean, if you got there to meet Harrison Ford in person, yeah. You know, I don't know. It's like
I'm your biggest fan. Prove it.
It's in that blow spec category where it's not even about like being sexual. It's about like you deserve to fuck my butthole.
There would be that pause moment where you're like, oh my god, Harrison Ford, like you're my hero. He's like, you want to prove it? I'm like, oh shit. I mean,
imagine if you meet Harrison Ford, like you have the opportunity to talk to him for like 20 minutes and it's just you two talking and he's answering all your questions about all the roles that he played. And he's like, you know, this is great and all, but like, I would like to enter your butt with my penis. Would you be like immediately like, oh no. Or you'd be like, ah, like even if she said no, you would pause.
It's a story.
At least like
the thing is there a pause? Like he kind of.
Yeah. Like, I mean, you were Indiana Jones, Decker and Han Solo. Like just for the story alone, like I'm into like groupie level at that point where it's like, I mean, to be fucked by Han Solo is an honor, right? Like it is like, that's something.
Would you want him to be Han Solo wise fucking you? That's the question.
I mean, that honestly, that would be the caveat. It was like, you've got to say I shot first afterwards. Or
oh, I was gonna say I would make the deal that when he's done, just he would say, get off my dick.
Like, get off my dick. No, he's gotta be
you're gonna go Air Force One.
Yeah,
that's like when I asked Bruce Campbell about serving Sarah instead of Evil Dead.
Right, but it's one of the most iconic Harrison Ford lines, even though the movie's
not.
Get
off my dick.
Get off my dick. Fucking
us. Oh, and the man who asked Bruce Campbell about fucking serving Sarah. We got Mike Dava Bigot here.
That was the dumbest thing. I thought it was funny.
It's been haunting you for like 15 years, 13 years.
Well, because like nobody got what I was doing. I did like the Colbert thing. I was like, was Matthew Perry like a good co-star or the best co-star? Like not giving him room to say he had a problem. And then Bruce Campbell answered it too seriously. The first time he's been serious about an answer ever.
Oh, God.
And he's like, Matthew had some challenges at that time in his life, and he did his best on the show, on the movie, but, you know, we were all rooting for him, and I'm glad that, you know, it seems like he's gotten it a little bit better together now.
It's like, that's not where I thought that was going.
No,
okay.
I thought he was going to be like, best? Okay, I mean, or yeah. Something. But no, he answered it like lovely and kind to Matthew Perry, but also like tiptoeing and shit. I didn't want to. No, that's not.
See, you debated between that or ask him a question about Congo, and you chose poorly.
I did choose poorly.
See, Congo, you probably would have got the answer you wanted.
Yeah.
It would have been like, yeah, well, it's fucking, yeah, it's got killed by fucking apes.
Were they ugly gorillas?
Were they damn dirty apes?
Yeah.
Were they, in fact? so I'm the idiot that asked Bruce Campbell about serving Sarah. There's going to be one person listening and be like, oh, I was there.
I remember.
Funny story, like when we the first Wizard World, not GalaxyCon yet, it was still Wizard World, and Bruce Campbell was there. He asked me about what I did for a living. That was interesting.
Nice,
because he's like, you know what I do? What do you do? I'm like, this is what I do. He's like, oh, that's cool. So you like actually serve people? Like,
he's the man of the people.
He's like, fucking A. He was just like excited to meet like.
He was probably in like a weird like actor K-hole of sadness, being like, I don't do anything that helps the world. And you're like, yeah, I do this. And you're like, oh, that's actually helpful for the world. All I do is be like, hey, I'm Bruce Campbell or something.
Yes, like, I don't know.
Like self-hate shit going through
there.
Like, but, he piggybacks on like, you know, this guy has an important job and he loves me. So I motivate the person that has this important job. So that makes me.
Gives me value.
Oh,
yeah.
God. Yeah.
Oh, God.
Yeah. Fucking A. All right.
Do not try to burrow into the mind of a entertainer. It's a bad move.
I am entertained.
Speaking
I
of, if you enjoy this entertainment they were giving you, check out GUIpodcast.com for links to all the stuff on the network, including the show and you know, subscribing and all that shit. Yeah. So, all right. So D23, tons to unpack. So much shit. But let's get down to let's start with the thing that's making everybody upset. So we can talk about it for maybe a minute tops and then move the fuck on because it's not worth trying to like
what's
combat
everybody?
Ariel. Fucking Ariel. fucking God. A mythical creature that's a half fish person is black, and the world is on fire because
losing
of it, because mermaids are
fucking
white.
Mind.
I don't remember people. All right, so I have to point this out. I don't remember people being this upset when the Prime Cinderella came out and they had a Latin American female playing Cinderella.
Right.
They had I don't want to say this wrong. I don't know how the actor that played the fairy godmother identified as.
I think they're non-binary.
That's what I was thinking. The non-binary.
You didn't see that because that was on fire on the internet. That it's a fairy god person, and the internet was like, this ruined
my one disgruntlement about that show is Fuckface was the fucking. He was involved with it. The guy I've never really liked. The guy who did
Tom
the
Cruise?
Fucking care. No, no.
Oh.
The guy who did the car karaoke. Fucking.
Oh, that piece of shit.
James.
James Corden.
He was in that as like a big character.
You mean the Broadway actor that steals gay roles from gay actors? He always plays the gay guy straight. He's straight dude.
Yeah.
Like, stop it.
Yeah.
That's why I never watched
the show. And it's musical roles. You think you can't find a gay actor that can sing? Fuck you. Like, stop taking roles from gay actors.
But anyway, I didn't know the internet was fucking alive.
Oh, yeah.
That.
No, oh, they yeah. were. Well, it wasn't just a non-binary person. It was a black non-binary person.
Yes.
And so, yeah, they were like, no, it's not that I'm racist. Or like transphobic, or
and then
or
the racist statement
it's,
comes
it's
out.
It's just that the fairy godmother, this mythical creature, was always traditionally white. I'm like, no,
yeah.
No, it's a mythical creature. It can be.
No, I mean they were right in saying that it was traditionally white, but also mythical creature, which leaves a giant door open.
Yeah.
Well, and not only that, but like the Disney versions of all these stories. These are stories that were told
very
for
white
ever.
Very white.
Before Disney got a hold of it.
We didn't have anybody that had any kind of melatonin until like Aladdin.
Well, and you look at, well, the current the current conversation, this happened on the Daily Wire, like one of the dudes from the Daily Wire, which is fuck them. But he talked about that it's inaccurate because it was a grim fairy tale, the Little Mermaid story. And he's like, that was Danish. No, it wasn't the Grimm Brothers. It was, I forget, but the writer of the Little Mermaid was a gay man that was using the story as a, to discuss the idea of falling in love with a man that he could never have because he was married. That was the whole idea. And in the story, every step that the mermaid took on land was like excruciating and painful. And then like dies at the end and doesn't get the
oh yeah all the prince. Stories that Disney movies are based
not,
off were
not happy endings.
Like the original Beauty and the Beast is apparently fucking horrid.
Yeah.
So through all of these things they're like, yeah, cool, like she gets the prince at the end, like it's super light and fluffy and fun and that's all great,
the chef
that's
with
all
the penis.
Fine.
Oh, but wait, that was only on the cover.
If the mythical mermaid is black, that's where we draw the line. Like we cannot suspend our disbelief on that one. The mermaid's like, it's brutal. Like the original Little Mermaid story is fucking brutal. There's an actual, I think, Chinese movie of the Little Mermaid where it's based on the original like story, and it's horrifying. It's fucking horrifying.
Do you think there's a little bit of Disney like seeing people's reaction to the Prime series, the Ring of the new Lord of the Rings show, and people freaking the fuck out about, I think it's one of the elves being black, and they're like, okay, well, hold our beer, like we're gonna show this up, because people freaked the fuck out about that right before they freaked the fuck out about this shit.
Well, that was like that, but and I haven't watched any of that, but I believe that was related to like the hardcore Tolkien fans, right?
Somewhat.
Well,
it was originally, and then other people jumped on that. And that's
no familiarity
right.
With the,
that had no clue as
like
to
the Harfoots, which are basically a version of the hobbits that are in Rings of Power. It literally in the books it calls them darker skin and tone. Like they
they're
are
from the south, right? There's a southern tribe that Tolkien talks about.
They're from the south, right? And I'm thinking like Alabama hobbits. Like
no. In the appendices, there is a tribe from the south that is like legit. Like they describe them as like not even dark skin, but like black.
Possibly. I do love, as much as my nickname is The Hobbit, it's not because I have the most deep-seated knowledge of Lord of the Rings. I do love Lord of the Rings. It's fun. I enjoy it very much, but like, I'm not the keeper of the knowledge.
I did go through all that after I read the original, you know, the original, the four books, Hobbit into the you know, Lord, the main three, the Fellowship of the Rings, Two Towers, Return of the King, all that. And there is a tribe that is to the south that is not really referenced as, like I said, darker skin, but like straight up like we're black. Like they're and like I don't know if people are pissed because they didn't like introduce the idea of or what.
I think they're just mad that it's not all European white people.
Is that like, that simple though? Is, really?
Yeah. Look, well, that's
not is it that fucking simple though? Yeah, I don't think it's that simple.
I think there's a lot of excuses that people make for why they don't like the thing, but ultimately, if that is what
the one problem you have with
if
the,
that yeah, is yeah, yeah. what separates you from being able to enjoy the story about a mythical world with mythical characters and
fantasy
and mythical beasts,
it's fantasy,
and
like, people.
Yeah, that wizard that just shot the thing from his fingers to destroy the thing was a color that I didn't think he was, so therefore I can't believe it.
Yeah,
like,
there's
dragons.
Yeah, this is like what is that's the thing. It's like whoa.
Why is that the one thing that you just
there's
can't
dragons.
Get your brain around?
No, you're
like,
right. You're right. Fair.
There's
fair,
wizard fair. Battles that you're throwing fair. Shit at each other and like, wait a second.
Yeah, no, fair,
look,
fair, fair.
Look, a lot of Tolkien stuff was based on variations of other characters. Like, hobbits existed before Tolkien got a hold of them. And to the point where I've looked into my nickname of Hobbit and what I can use on materials. And as long as I'm not referencing Tolkien specifically with stuff that we release, it is not a copyright infringement. The hobbits that we know of from Tolkien is copyrighted, but hobbits, the term is not, because
it's kind of,
it existed before Tolkien.
Yeah.
So he has a version of hobbits. What changes that he now controls hobbits? Like, he now controls elves. These are all characters that, and creatures that existed before Tolkien. And even though we're looking through the lens of Tolkien to tell these stories, we can adapt his lens the same way that he adapted these stories. Like, the things change. We are doing variations of Greek and Nordic myths in current superherodom. Thor is a character in the Avengers.
Yeah.
Like, why is it that, like, suddenly we have to keep it to not even the original version of a thing, but just the last thing that we liked of it? You know, like... Why is there a line that we have to draw in the sand? It's fucking garbage.
Yeah, people weren't upset with Odin in the last Thor movie because, like, wait, you can't use them. There's only one Odin. It's because it was a shitty performance by Russell Crowe. It's like that's
yeah,
the kind of
yeah,
thing,
yeah,
yeah.
Well, yeah, no, I mean, Russell Crowe was garbage. And,
but I'm just saying, there wasn't people going, you can't use Odin that way.
Oh, not Odin, fucking
Zeus.
Zeus,
sorry, yeah, Zeus, yeah, that's what yeah. I meant.
Yeah. Odin was Anthony Hopkins.
That's
Sir right. Anthony Hopkins.
Sir.
And yeah. Check your tongue, boy.
But sorry. You're not king. You're not yet. Not yet.
Yeah.
Fucking best read of his entirety as Odin.
God, that's so good. And it was in the worst, like, one of the worst Thor movies.
Yeah, but I don't want to keep talking about the toxicity of this fucking of fandoms anymore. I think there's a turn that's happening, and we're seeing it with D23, that they're like, there's a black Little Mermaid, deal with it. Like, there's characters that are not going to be the same race as they were from 50, 60 fucking years ago.
I think the deal with it thing will come from, what do the numbers bring back?
Well, and that's, I went with, when we've talked about, like, Pride Month and all the companies that put rainbows on their shit,
that
people
don't
get pissed
give a
off
fuck
about
the rest
it.
Of the year,
like,
yeah.
No, there is a positive of that. You are being exploited like all the rest of us are. That means that you have as much visibility as everybody else does, so you get pandered to like the rest of the fucking world. That's actually a good thing. The pandering isn't a good thing,
no,
but the fact
yeah,
that so you're visible enough,
pandering. That's
you're visible
thing.
Enough to be seen as of value and having enough money to justify them pandering to you and looking at all the fucking racists and being like, they don't make enough money to justify not having minorities and gays in content.
Don't like pandering.
I have the perfect example of not going directly from the source material. Can you imagine anybody else but Samuel L. Jackson being fucking Nick Fury? Because guess what? In all the Marvel books up till, 10
like
years ago,
or something.
He was a crusty white motherfucker.
Yeah.
But you know, there was one on Ultimates books that they were like, you know what? Let's make him like Samuel Jackson.
And the Ultimate and can books you imagine, sucked. Yeah. Like, they sucked.
But can you imagine anybody else but Samuel Jackson being fucking Nick Fury?
But that's the thing. With time comes acceptance, is that
but nobody
there,
freaked
there
out.
Are people, there are, no, there are people that freaked out about Sam Jackson the same way that people freaked out about Miles Morales being Spider-Man. But now there's been enough time. There's been enough time now. And I remember that. I was buying fucking Spider-Man comics when Miles Morales came out. And I was a dumbass and didn't buy number one because holy shit.
Yeah, I mean, it's only worth like $1,200 now. So, but don't worry about that.
And he's not just black. He's a mixed race.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
So it's like they.
But they're like, no, Spider-Man's white.
They mix the
white.
Two.
I was like, no, Peter Parker's white.
Yeah, they mix the two. They mix the two most predominant minorities of the time.
Well, in that area, New York.
Yeah, exactly. So, but like a black man couldn't fall in love with a Puerto Rican woman.
Yeah, and
is it Puerto Rican or is it Mexican?
Puerto Rican.
Yeah. Okay, yeah.
But
anyway, I just
there's been enough time now.
That's crazy.
I remember everything blowing up when Miles Morales was introduced. That everybody was so fucking pissed.
Everyone loved In the Spider-Verse though, like a motherfucker.
But that's the thing. Yeah.
God
is
damn
that
it!
You exist
so good.
Long enough, and the same thing.
So good.
There's so many falsehoods that are delivered. Like there was an argument that Ms. Marvel, Kamala Khan, bombed in the comics. Kamala Khan's first issues were wildly popular.
Yeah.
They sold very well, to the point where they had to do reissues of the first issue, like two or three reissues.
Reprints. Yeah.
Reprints.
Oh, that bitch is up to like goddamn 12 reprints.
Yeah.
Like, seriously.
I'm fortunate that I got the first cover. Like, I've got the first 14 issues of Ms. Marvel, first cover. But racists like to make up shit to justify their racism, and that's all it is. But when you go long enough, then suddenly it's like, oh, they're now canon. It's fine now because but now they're being social justice warriors. They weren't back then. Yeah, you were bitching back then too.
But any of the detractors about Samuel Jackson being Fury after several movies, how the fuck do you put anybody else in that role?
I don't remember any complaints.
That's
about
what I'm saying.
That.
I don't either, but
I don't remember everybody saying like Samuel Jackson, oh, fuck that guy. We're not gonna get him.
Oh, I fucking showed up at the end of Iron Man and I was like,
I have zero.
Yes.
I'm actually gonna look for like fucking articles about that because I don't remember hearing shit
you
about people
had
bitching
less,
about
less detractors than other. Than other
probably
roles.
Less. Probably I would definitely because it's Samuel L. fucking
Samuel
Jackson. Yeah.
And he's been in so much shit.
Yeah.
That like it just makes sense.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. Well, I mean, dude, he's conquering every fucking.
It's the
fandom.
Same way that like I hope if we get Idris Elba to play Bond, he would do. He's still gonna get a lot of blowback. There's still gonna be a lot of racist bullshit that comes out about it, but less than literally any other black actor.
No, playing. The new Bond they went with the they're going with a black female, so that's gonna be a whole other thing.
Yep. But if they did another black actor besides Idris Elba, way more blowback than if it was, say, Idris Elba.
Can I just
like,
say...
There's actors that get it passed by racists.
Can I just
sometimes.
Say, when it comes to the Bond movies, I don't give a fuck who plays Bond as long as it's fun, has action, and shit like that.
I don't give a fuck who plays Bond as long as it's 007.
Look, I have...
And it's not Timothy Dalton.
I have the All Fantastic right. Four rule. Yeah. In the Trank Fantastic Four movie, they made Johnny Storm black.
Yeah.
I don't have a problem with that. I have a problem with the fact that they didn't make Susan Storm black.
Yes.
Like,
yes.
I
just have a problem with that movie sucking.
Well, no, I mean, that movie sucked in general, but it wasn't because Johnny Storm was black, but they added this other level of like adoption story.
Yeah, no.
Look, there's enough to explain with Fantastic Four without adding like an adoption angle to it. If you're going to make like family members black,
Susan Storm,
make all of them. Yeah. Like, yeah. don't pussy out and just make one and then the dad, you know, and like, okay, cool.
Yeah, I agree, 100%. Yes, like
so. So what you're saying is that like a single black man adopted a white kid in the 80s.
Yeah,
is that what you're saying happened? Do you like that's my where my suspension of disbelief breaks. That in the 80s they allowed a single black
like,
man
all that other stuff
to
like,
adopt a white kid.
They can get hit by cosmic rays and they can get all the powers, but that should happen.
That
no.
is from no. Like it was,
you are lying, sir.
You are lying. But that's the line, is that I would have had no problem with Susan Storm being black. Like, if they, like, that's where you're adding complication by changing the race of the character, but Ariel being black doesn't change shit.
Well, can we just throw it out there? One of the things they did announce at D23, Speaking of which, Fantastic Four, they announced the director.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm stoked with that because two properties he's been involved with. I don't think he's done any feature films unless I'm wrong. But the two properties he's been involved with is one of my favorite comedy shows, It's Always Sunny,
mm-hmm.
and WandaVision.
WandaVision.
And he's handling Fantastic Four. And it's Disney. Fingers crossed. We've had several attempts. Goddamn, I hope we get a good goddamn Fantastic Four movie. Please.
It's so, but here's the thing. We were waiting for the Marvel Spider-Man, and I love the Raimi Spider. Well, I love two of the three Raimi Spider-Mans.
We all
did. Third one wasn't his fault.
No, and it wasn't. It absolutely wasn't. Fucking wasn't. And I love how they incorporated that Spider-Man into the Marvel Universe in a way.
Oh,
like,
man.
It's fucking fantastic.
I just rewatched No Way Home, and it's so good. Fucking
it's so
good.
Fucking good.
God, it's so good.
I feel like all the toys were missing from the Fantastic Four movies. They can't exist in a vacuum. Like, you have to have the story of how they interact with all these other superpowered people. The thing that's missing with them in the Marvel Universe is that they were the family that everybody knew who they were. This, the MCU, everybody knows who everybody is. Like,
yeah.
there's not a lot of mystery behind who people are anymore.
But I mean, they you know, test the waters a little bit with Doctor Strange by, you know, everybody saying that they would like to see, what's his name, as Reed Richards. And we got, even if he's not cast in the Fantastic Four movie, they were like, here, we'll put him in this at least.
Sure.
Like, almost kind of like the Deadpool Ryan Reynolds thing that actually turned to be. So you never know. It could happen, but at least you have the alternate reality Reed Richards with that. So
yep.
And I will say, mentioning Deadpool, that was a better, like, test intro to that actor being that character versus what we got for the actual intro to Deadpool and Wolverine.
We don't
Origins.
Talk about that movie. That movie doesn't.
Oh, we do.
Doesn't,
oh, no.
No, literally,
oh, no.
Like,
we totally,
I don't know how
totally.
It works, but, like, there was literally an X-Men movie to make that not canon anymore.
No, it was,
like,
it was a Deadpool movie. It was Deadpool 2. It was a post-credits
and that,
movie.
No, it's literally Days of Future Past, where they're like, that erases X-Men 3 and Origins Wolverine.
Oh, that's right.
And they're like, how? And they're like, I don't know, it does. And everybody's like, cool, agreed.
No,
like, everybody
but like, the, like literally in Deadpool 2, he just went back and, like, shot Green
Which
Lantern.
I love. It's the greatest after-credits scene in any movie. Is him, like, correcting the wrongs, including, yeah, literally killing the shitty sword arm motherfucker from fucking Origins.
But he didn't
give
it was
a terrible fucking character.
Oh, it was so horrible. It was so horrible. It's terrible.
You take away all the elements of the character that you love. Like, he's the merc with the mouth, and you take away literally the mouth.
The mouth.
But
yeah.
At no time in the comics did he have fucking swords in his fucking arms. That's just
that were longer than his forearms.
Like even Wolverine bench. Shit is like questionable at best. But we're all just like we all agreed to accept the way that that works, where it's like in his forearm and it goes like through the wrist, and he can't bend his wrist when they're out or whatever.
No.
We all just agree. And it's nonsense, and we're like, yeah, it's fine. But this is a 6-foot fucking like sword.
Yeah.
What?
It's terrible. It was fucking horrible. All right. We need to actually get into some good shit. Like so. All right. I'm gonna say this. I am super stoked for Mandalorian season 3.
That both trailer.
The first two seasons and were baller. And now that he's like not, he was been. Ostracized. He's not a Mandalorian. I am so ready to see what happens.
And the civil war that's happening between
dude, it's gonna be so
what
fucking
I understand,
brutal.
There is something on Mandalore, like drinking from a sacred well or some shit, that allows him to regain his status as a Mandalorian.
Oh, and he comes back like a boss.
And by the trailer, it looks like they're telling the story of the reclaiming of Mandalore by the Mandalorians, and that. Like, I have chills just thinking about what that looks like. That's going to be so fucking badass.
He's going to fight What's-Her-Face for that seat.
Oh, Bo-Katan.
Yeah. Bo-Katan, yeah.
Plus, staying in that Western theme, which is one of the things we've loved about the first two seasons. I mean, there's nothing more Western than the two warring factions.
Yeah.
And you have that main, like, just getting to that point, like, getting to that part where you have the two, like, family versus family, but in this part, it's
you even have
clan.
That line in the trailer where it's like your people, your sect destroyed Mandalore
with
their religious
total Western
zealotry.
Thing. Even the fucking main theme for Mandalorian, it starts with a different flute like instrument doing like almost like the good and the bad and the ugly thing like that. Ooh,
yeah,
like really, it does when like you know when the credits the title credits kick in for Mandalorian. It's almost like they use that like pan style, you know, pan with
pan
the
flute.
The pan flute. Yeah. It's almost like he's using like the pan flute instead of like the whatever the fuck they Sergio Leone used for Good, the Bad, and the Ugly.
I love, if you have not, I think we've talked about this on Mandalorian episodes before, but I want to reiterate is that watching the like 20-minute video of the composer coming up with the
theme, have. He locked himself in a fucking studio.
He's like a Scandinavian stoner that's like, I don't know. Like, I got some PVC piping. And then I was like, oh, what does this sound like? Cool. That's kind of Western, but in a future-y way. And he's just got all this weird shit
but
that he built.
It's not that simple. He, like, locked himself in his studio to do all that shit.
No, like, but it totally looks like a stoner trying to make the ultimate bong. Like,
oh, totally. And
he's building these instruments, being like, I don't know, this sounds kind of cool. And then his simple version of it sounds cool as shit, but it's a very minimal version.
And then
at the end,
yeah,
you see him in the studio where you're like, oh, he is legit because he's conducting a whole orchestra, filling it out. And you're like, oh, fuck, this is this actually did happen.
Yeah, but that was a really cool little feature. I think it's on Disney Plus. I think it's on the extras of season one.
Maybe. Yeah, I think you're right.
But it's a really cool featurette.
It's great. And it just reminds you of, I mean, I know I have a couple of those stoner friends where they're like stoned all the time and it seems like they put no effort in anything and they're more successful than you could ever be. That's that guy.
Yeah.
He's just, I don't know.
I had some shit and I'm responsible for, theme for a Star Wars show.
Yeah,
and I make millions of dollars now. But I don't know. It just happened.
He's like, I don't know, like, I mean, I'm no John Williams, but
I hit the bong and just weird sounds came out, man.
You know, like, what if I could make a bong, but it's like an instrument?
Is that
bong?
What you think? He was trying to light it and he hit it and went, wait a second.
Right.
This sound, man.
He was like stoned and just blowing across the top of the bong.
Yeah,
being like, okay, but what do I do if I like, okay, great.
Oh, that works, man.
There is also, this is definitely focused towards kids, but I saw the trailer for it. It's very cool. It's like the Tales of the Young Jedi or...
Oh, no. I'm totally down with that. It's
Young Jedi Adventures where you got like young Yoda.
Yeah.
Well, they're bringing back Samuel Jackson's character, Mace Windu.
Mace Windu.
Yeah, he's coming back.
You got
Dooku. That's what I'm saying. Dooku with Qui-Gon.
With Qui-Gon. That's cool because they're one-offs. They're one-off episodes from what I understand.
And they're animated.
And they're animated. So this isn't like then you get to see Anakin as a kid.
Yeah.
It's just a one-off where you get to see like a little blip of what it was like when they're great. Cool. I'm in.
You don't see Qui-Gon die like a little bitch. That's right. Yeah,
great.
I like that.
Awesome. Oh, God.
Yeah.
Oh, fuck that movie.
Are we intentionally bringing up the shittiest of the series of stuff like Wolverine Origins, now Phantom Menace? Let's get into the good shit.
I saw the casting. Ezra from Rebels has been cast and he's going to be in Ahsoka.
Nice.
Which is great. Ezra,
ooh, Ahsoka,
I was gonna say Ezra Miller. That is not the right Ezra.
Yeah.
Ezra Bridger, I think, is the character. Eerie. Like I saw the picture of the actor. I don't know the actor per se, but like the look of the actor, nail on head. I mean, looks like the character for sure. So
okay,
I'm into
it.
Another one that before our break, I want to mention because I don't think we have to get into it too much, but I am excited because I know a number of people that are really into the Percy Jackson books.
Mm.
They were a certain generation. They were really important.
Mm-hmm.
And the first movie wasn't bad. The second movie was garbage and everybody hated it. And even the first movie missed a lot of stuff. They're doing a series, a Disney series. And apparently it's going to be way deeper into the books than the movies
which some things deserve. They just deserve the fucking series treatment.
That's sometimes people go, let's just make a movie out of it. Like,
I do, after the break, I do have some things to say. Oh, about Daredevil. Oh, I got feelings.
All right.
I got feelings.
Yeah, well, a great way to kick off.
Yeah, I got feelings about Daredevil.
Okay. All right, and so we're going to talk about that after the break, but for now, stick around, listen to some of the other shows that are available on the network, and we'll be back in just a second. Stick around.
Coming straight from the mouths of madness, I'm Lowdown.
I'm F.U. Hunter.
Do you love horror?
We fucking do.
So this is a podcast dedicated to all things in cinematic horror. We're talking movies, television, composers, special effects artists. We're going to fucking cover it.
So if you love horror,
embrace the madness.
My name is Amy Bogard.
And I'm Mike the Hobbit.
And we are the hosts of Deeply Upsetting, where we use our expertise to answer your most upsetting hypothetical quandaries, such as, what non-winged animal deserves wings?
And what body part deserves a secret mouth?
Which cryptid is the worst roommate?
These questions and more that plague you will be answered on Deeply Upsetting, available anywhere you get your podcasts and at GUIpodcast.com.
In a world of blockbuster movies, there's another dimension.
The dimension of schlock cinema. Join us at Beautiful Disasters on a journey into the fringe territory of B-movie abandon.
We review the flicks that are forgotten or underappreciated to give them a proper place in the annals of celluloid history.
I'm the Groots.
F you, Hunter.
Your guides at Beautiful Disasters. Come along with us for a fun ride.
May the schlock be with you.
In a world with too many reboots and remakes,
two men will stop at nothing to make it even worse.
Join Mike the Hobbit and Atandi as they play by their own rules while pitching new takes on some of your favorite and least favorite films and TV shows. What podcast would dare to bring this upon the world?
This is Smack My Pitch Up.
Hey guys, Scotty P here with Smash.
On your left.
And we are
the Geek Fathers.
That's right, bringing all the trials and tribulations of being a geeky parent.
So welcome to our world.
And as always, join us
or cry.
We're back for the second half of Geeks Under the Influence, all things D23 2022. That's a lot of numbers. But before we get into our conversation about all the announcements and trailers that we got to see, we're talking about our sponsors, the ones that have helped us get some money so we can continue doing this shit. First off is Amazon.com. Fuck Amazon. But if you have to use them, make sure you do it through the link at GUIpodcast.com. There's a little link right on the homepage. So we're taking some of the money away from Amazon.
You're going to go on there. I mean, so just hit the link.
It's one of those things. Nobody wants to go to Walmart either, but sometimes you're like driving and you got to stop to get wrapping paper.
It's 11:30 at night and yeah, nobody else is open.
You got to do what you got to do. Nobody's stoked about it, but you got to sometimes.
Yeah.
When you're in those moments, just go through our link. You can feel better knowing that some of that money goes to us instead of Amazon.
Yeah.
So you're helping out a podcast.
Kind of a fuck you.
It's a little yeah. bit, it's a very minor fuck you.
Yeah, like it's not like a whisper. It's like,
let's be completely fair. It's not a huge fuck you.
Yeah, it's a fuck you. You're like, not quiet, fuck you.
Yeah, it's like if Jeff Bezos walks by, it's like an eye roll.
Yeah.
You know, it's.
Ooh, we get a reaction. Oh, I like that.
Yeah, yeah.
I thought he'd be like, I don't even notice you.
Yeah.
That's how it talks, right?
Are you my helicopter pilot? No, then I don't care.
Where's my spacesuit? Meow.
If you want to help us afford our own spacesuits,
yes,
then make sure to shop through the link at GUIpodcast.com when shopping Amazon.
Make our dream of being the Fantastic Four a little closer.
A little bit closer. Yep. I don't need anything body tight on this body.
Oh, like, you'd be the thing. Don't worry about it.
Cool.
Anyhow,
great.
Awesome. Who the fuck would I be?
That's true.
You'd be the ironic Johnny Storm.
Or we just do some Dr. Seuss Fantastic Four and we have Thing 1 and Thing 2.
Oh my God, that would be amazing. Great. Yes.
Why are you automatic Thing 1? Because you're white?
Yes.
Ooh.
Oh.
Yeah, see?
See?
From here on out, I just lean into him suggesting I'm racist. I just lean in.
Like, that's right, motherfucker.
Yeah, I am better.
It's weird though, because you did flinch when you said that. All right.
Long time listeners. Hobbits and I rapport revolves around.
I'm getting him to do the caveats now.
Yeah.
No, because, I mean,
he's not even drunk.
He literally just talked about, you know, newer listeners and younger generations. Yeah, I have always tried to bait him, for I am a mixed.
Most of the times under the table.
So I would be with a lighter jacks. Orange rock tone, and you would be like a more like burnt like.
I'd be more like the burnt lava.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Holy shit! Have they ever done that before?
No, they haven't.
Bam.
Oh, I'd be the evil Thing.
Yep.
That'd be amazing.
Darker, because if you're darker, you're more evil.
Yeah.
That's what they have time tested. They've done the stamp. Like what? Wario, dark purple. Mario, brighter red. Yep. I mean, come on, guys.
Yeah.
So if it's evil, darker, you're apparently evil.
You're evil.
Says
thing.
The. Right.
So we give you a darker rock tone, but brighter shorts, and then we just confuse everybody.
No, brighter shorts, so you can see the bulge better.
The bulge, yeah.
Because I'm darker, so I have a bigger bulge.
Oh, is that? You have, Your bigger rock formation.
Exactly. Oh my God.
All right. Amazon.com.
Yes. Yeah. Oh, we are so stupid. So,
how do we go there? Christ.
The way that you really should support us, and this is the time to fucking do it,
is
Tee Public.
Boom.
Just released all of the seasonal designs onto our page. We have like 50, 54 fucking designs now or something.
I think Manish jumped the gun with the releases. Because I was like, no, it'll totally be out on the episode that released 2 days ago.
Yeah.
It's coming out.
Yeah, and it's now out.
Yeah,
sorry.
All the designs are now out. We have all the Halloween designs, all the spooky season designs are now out on the page.
Is the Adam's Family one up?
Adam's Family one's not up yet. I'm doing some tweaks.
Yeah, because I know you say you were tweaking it, so I didn't see the final results from that.
That will be out soon. I wasn't happy with the final product, and ultimately I want to be happy with whatever we put out on the page.
Yeah, we don't want to release something when we're trying to create something where it's got a lot of, like, and I understand what Abbott was asking for, is like, there's like, the upper half had like dead space, but not really.
It was a cool design, but it was missing just a little something. So like, I'm tweaking.
I see what you're saying. Yeah, so I'm excited to see that.
Soon. We have
it's a really cool design.
It's a design
so far.
Just to give you an idea, it's a Adam's Family design. It says Morticia in the streets and Morticia in the sheets. Mm. So,
God of me.
Yeah. So, hopefully, I'll be having another design that is in relation to that as well that I'll be releasing as well. But all the old
Gomez,
designs.
Again, the Gomez.
In addition, because of our Brendan Fraser episode, there are now three designs on the site. The Renaissance designs. We've got Renaissance man, Renaissance woman, and Renaissance person designs that are similar to the Tucci Gang design, where it's like a illustration of Brendan Fraser, and it says Renaissance man, woman, person over top of it. Very cool way for you to show support for Brendan Fraser being back in the spotlight and being celebrated for being just the sweetheart, like, great actor that we all know and love.
They had to cancel him from the HorrorCon.
Yeah, well, yeah. That's a...
Hopefully it's due to filming and not, like, just him.
I think he might have agreed to that, and then this resurgence kicked in, and he's like, I have to talk to a bunch of directors and producers.
Monster Mania, which is a horror con around here on the East Coast.
Hunt Valley in Maryland.
Yeah, he was confirmed to be a guest, and pretty shortly after being confirmed.
A day later. It was like literally 24 hours, he canceled.
But that happens. That happens all the time with conventions for anybody that's a regular for conventions. So.
I've got to give some cadence to what Hunter said. Not as fast. I think literally it was like, oh shit,
like a day or two top.
Yeah,
the Cans crying video has hit, and he's getting so many offers.
Yeah,
now.
The
aw
shucks kick really hurt around the world.
Yeah.
At this point, but hopefully we'll get a chance to run into Brendan Fraser at another convention. But we'll see. But we still love and appreciate that Brendan Fraser is back in the zeitgeist. Currently, and has opportunities to re-engage us in future projects. So you can show your support by getting the Renaissance t-shirt available at TeePublic. Go on gypodcast.com/store, or go to TeePublic and look up Geeks Under the Influence. You can find it there as well. So
not just shirts, but all kinds of designs. It's we're getting hoodie weather. So.
Oh, hoodie weather.
Yeah.
That's true.
Sweatshirts, long sleeve shirts, hoodies, all that shit.
Yeah. I will tell you, GUI Thulu design, where it's got the wings and the tentacles with the design, great on a hoodie. Also, the He-Man one, where it's got the blue electric ring, looks great on a hoodie. That's the one that I have.
Don't forget about tote bags, too. I mean, so.
No, yeah, fucking
tote bags, all the shit.
Fucking tote bags.
Yeah, man, tote bags.
Now to the thing that really drives the show. We're talking about the booze that we consume while discussing all the geekery. We're talking about what we're drinking.
Hey, we're fucking drinking. We're getting drunk. You want to know? Well, here you go. Hey,
we're drinking. We're getting drunk.
Ew.
Hey.
Booze.
Hey.
Boozes.
Have you ever slowed that down just so he sounds even drunker?
He has.
I actually did that
for the Halloween one. Creepy. Yeah. I know
he
creepy,
adds,
but just slow
he
down.
Adds the organ and then slow
but
down.
Like, not that slow, but just a little bit just so he doesn't slur.
Fucking drinking. You want to know.
And listeners and people on the shows may not know when I do this, but there have been episodes where the second half we have imbibed so much that I increase the speed or the speed of our speaking by like a tiny little bit so we sound less drunk.
Dirty pool.
It's a dirty little trick.
Yeah. Dirty pool, good sir.
Yeah. Yes. I don't have to do it often, but there have been a couple times.
We are sober, sir. Listen to our podcast. Yes.
When somebody is talking drunkenly in measured ways like this, and you speed it up a little bit, then they don't sound as drunk, but even though their cadence is the same, they're faster, so it doesn't come off.
Or it makes total sense.
Or if you just want a good laugh when you're listening to podcasts, bring the speed half down, and then they sound extremely drunk. So, yeah.
Or like they don't know how to form words.
Yeah.
One of the two.
Yeah.
All right, so what we're drinking, the share tonight is, it's kind of nonsense because we don't have a specific theme, really, and there is no Mickey Mouse beer.
This is
But I decided to check out this 7% Crown Royal Washington Apple can here. Mm. It's a mixed can beverage, which is becoming more and more popular. Crown Royal is not my normal move since high school.
I was going to say, it's been a while since I've had anything Crown Royal.
Yeah, this was high school booze right here, like Canadian whiskey. But honestly, I'm not mad about this.
I was kind of shocked, honestly. I was expecting to fucking hate it, and I'm not saying it's amazing,
no.
But it's not the shit I thought. I thought I was going to fucking take one sip and be like, fuck this.
Look, I've had a number of different like canned mixer beverages. They have like a Jack Daniels one. Like all the different ones have the different things. Most of them suck. There's very few that are actually good. There's a couple.
The Bold Rock one, I thought.
Bold Rock's good. Bold Rocks are really good.
That's
those
the one
are really
I would
good.
Say to go to.
But Crown Royal, I bought this expecting to fuck with you guys with this.
I was expecting an hour later.
This was supposed to be bad, and it's not amazing, but it's not offensive. It's fine.
It's not NASCAR wine, so.
No. This is actually.
I will always bring up that goddamn NASCAR wine.
Mm. it was the 3 wine, right?
Yeah. Goddamn.
Fuck.
Oh.
This shit was disgusting.
Yeah.
It was fucking terrible. Not as bad as Sorolège.
Sorolège. Don't you talk bad about Sorolège.
Do you still have that bottle on top of your fridge?
Maybe.
Because this is like 3 years old at this point.
Yeah, I know. That's a challenge. We can put that in the wheel.
We do
the
3-year sort of lace challenge from the same bottle.
We've got the mixer, I was going to say Canada Dry, Crown Royal Canadian Whiskey mixer.
We know where you lie, so are you going even cheaper? Canada Dry.
it's the best bang for your buck for, I think this was like, $12 for 4.
The cheaper version is Canadian Mist.
Canadian Mist.
That's the cheap Crown Royal is Canadian Mist.
Oh, God.
Yeah. Oh, God. I forgot about that.
I wouldn't say I necessarily suggest people go out and get this, but if you somehow come across this and that's your option, it's fine.
Yeah, it's fine.
Yeah, it's fine.
Like if you're like, you know, chained to a wall and they say...
You're trying to think of the most extreme, like drink this or cut your pinky finger off. You're like, I guess I'll drink it.
You're that family at the end of Unbreakable that is zip tied to a radiator, and all that you have is the fucking Crown Royal.
Like I wouldn't seek this out, but if someone's like, all I got in the fridge is this, I'm like, all right, I can deal.
Yeah, it's fine. Yeah, absolutely.
It's a Discover the Fridge beer.
Yep,
or drink.
Absolutely. Which might be the third one out of the 4 pack that I got.
2 months from now, I'm like, is this the same one from earlier?
Right.
Yeah.
Now, the one that this isn't a share because I'm greedy, but I think, Lowdown, you had a chance to try some of these.
I did. I had the strawberry one.
Yeah.
And I've had, and I tested multiple flavors.
Down East Cidery. We've got a variety pack, which is actually kind of thematically appropriate. Let's see here. Let's just talk about blueberries on this.
Blueberry. All the berries.
I'm not entirely sure. Down East, I think, is where they're from.
Well, like, we're down east, so that's why I was curious. Like, where's the locale?
Oh, Boston. That's down east.
That's not down east.
Wow.
It might be down east of in Boston.
Down east of Maine?
Like, I was going to say down east of Maine.
Still technically East Coast local, but
we're down east of Canada, y'all.
Down east, I
don't know what you're talking about, but...
Amy and I have tried a number of these, and there was a variety pack that we hadn't tried several of the flavors.
It's fucking tasty.
Our favorite, the blueberry, is incredible. Like, all of them are good.
The blueberry does not deserve to be that good and be blueberry flavored. Can we just talk about that?
Blueberry, strawberry, and raspberry in this variety pack, and it's 3 apiece, or it's a 9 pack it comes in.
I think the raspberry is my favorite still, but I honestly, the blueberry does not deserve to be as good as it does.
Yeah, they're all fantastic. And I thoroughly suggest, if you have a chance, any of the flavors of Downey's Cidery, fantastic.
They're 5%?
I think whereabouts. Yeah, they're not going to kick your dick too hard.
No, but they're an average cider alcohol.
5%.
Booze. Yep. Yeah, there you go.
Yep. So, yeah. Perfect. Cool. Yeah. Now on to the actual conversation that we're having at hand in this. Now, when you last left Geeks Under the Influence.
Last time on
Geeks Under the Influence, Lowdown Brown was about to discuss something that irritates him, which is literally everything. But in this case, we're
talking about specifically
Daredevil.
What angers you, my son?
All right. So the Netflix Daredevil show got canceled after season 3, right? We all had to eat that and absorb that, even though the Punisher was great, Daredevil was literally the greatest
The worst part is that we had season 2 of Punisher and season 3 of Jessica Jones, I think, that happened after we knew that all of the shows were going to be canceled.
Yeah.
So we're just waiting there being like, we're watching the series being like, what's the point?
How's this going to end? Right, exactly. It's going to end. How's it going to happen? Anyway, and I remember seeing the teasers they dropped for bringing in Matt Murdock into She-Hulk. Well, prior to that, we got the intro to him in the MCU with No Way Home.
Yep.
Where he showed his daredevilish tactics by catching a brick, and Tom Holland's Peter Parker was like, how the fuck did you do that? Because Matt Murdock's a badass.
And he was like, language. Yes. Oh, wait, no, that's Captain America.
That's Captain America.
Yeah, yeah.
But anyway, when I, like, it's not, the yellow suit isn't my main issue with what they released, even though I don't know why they had to go that way.
It's not very practical.
There's no real reason why you have a bright yellow suit, even though it was in the comics. There's still no real reason why you need to do that.
Because he's the man without fear.
Well,
and they also announced that this is not a continuation of the Netflix series, which is fucking stupid in my opinion.
Which means the Netflix movies are a different multiverse than this version of these characters.
Ooh, yeah.
And you're happy about that?
No, I would love to see, on a long enough timeline, you've got the Disney version of Daredevil meeting the Netflix version of Daredevil, who's just like harder edged.
Yeah, and see, that's my big problem is like, we got the Daredevil that we deserved.
But that's hard to shoehorn into a completely like coexisting universe.
I'm just
of
saying,
characters.
Three seasons and all the stuff that happened and involving all of them.
No, I think they could have done it.
They could have potentially, but there might be things that would coincide. I mean, they brought in Wilson Fisk into fucking Hawkeye.
Yeah,
exactly.
There's a lot of shit that they don't mention that Wilson Fisk did in the Netflix series.
Because we have the snap. You so the snap was the answer for everything.
You
it
just
was
know
snap.
He's a badass motherfucker that apparently can get hit by a car and be okay. That's all we know. Like,
so I guess my thing is, like, we're not going to get true Daredevil. I don't trust Disney to give us true Daredevil.
Might be misdirection.
I don't know, man.
I mean, plus in the comic,
I don't know, man.
Let's just say the original Daredevil outfit that does look kind of stupid with the yellow and stuff like that was inspired by his father in the comic, and then eventually it transitions to all right. But so there is an actual reason for it. I don't know if that's going to be incorporated into why they went this direction.
I'm thinking more that they changed the suit and they announced that they weren't going to be, it wasn't going to be a continuation of the 3-season Netflix series, so they could water it down, and we're not going to get the bone-breaking, skull-crushing Daredevil.
Yeah.
And at that point, I'm fucking out. Because I got that, and that's my fucking Daredevil. And if it's not that Daredevil, I don't want anything to do with it. It's that simple.
I'll stand back and give Disney a chance because there's plenty.
Why?
Because there's been plenty of times where I'm like, okay, that's not going to fucking work. And then I'm like, okay, that fucking worked.
Yep.
So I'll at least stand back and give it a chance. I'm not saying I'm 100% supporting it, but I'll stand back and give it.
You're okay if they do give you a lesser Daredevil after you've got like real the Netflix series was real Daredevil.
Yeah, but if it's lesser, no. But you know what? I also thought, why are they fucking making a movie about the rebels
pre-New Hope, because we all know those motherfuckers die. And one of my favorite Star Wars movies is fucking
Rogue One. Rogue One still went hard as fuck, though.
But I understand.
There's a difference.
But when they presented that and they said, okay, this is working, we're having it as our next movie.
And there was no rating change between Rogue One and New Hope.
That sounds stupid.
There was no rating change. What I'm saying is there's a rating difference in where they could go with this Daredevil.
Well, but that is probably the entire reason. I look back to Texas Chainsaw as the explanation for this, is that there are ways to have still a visceral Daredevil that is hitting a lot of the same marks that the Netflix series one did, that is a hard transition if you look at that Daredevil being the same one throughout the entirety of. But if you start where he's still struggling with his faith, he's still struggling with the same shit that other Daredevil did, but you're doing it in a place where he doesn't have to also struggle with all the canon they built. They can have a new Elektra. They can have a new hand that's involved with Fisk. Like they can use all those characters in a different way that incorporates all the characters that were incorporated in the comics. They don't have to have a separate entity where it's just the Defenders like it was in Netflix. They can use everybody and make it visceral like it was, but maybe with less blood. You may not get the dude going head first into a fucking spike.
But
and
I want that
himself.
In my Daredevil.
You might get...
They've got that available for
you.
You
might get
on
moments
Plus.
That suggest it.
Yeah, no, and I'll watch that, is what I'm saying. But yeah.
So it might be...
If the new Daredevil doesn't have... And it's not just the blood. It's like the hand was done very well. Like, it doesn't need to be redone 5 years later.
I'll give you an example of a property that they hard are. Deadpool 2, right? Then they had some fun with it, and they made a PG-13 Deadpool.
And that was fun as shit.
Which was fun as shit, and didn't take away from the movie.
Yeah.
And they had some added stuff, the whole Princess Bride, like him sitting in the bed, that I enjoyed. And I thought, oh, well, how do you fucking watch that movie with them taking out all the hard R stuff? I still enjoyed the shit of it. So,
which one do you prefer?
I mean, the R.
Okay.
The R one. But
I'm saying I prefer the R.
I know, but
I'm not going. I'm not ready to substitute for less if I know I can get the other.
That's what you mean by less. Is like, what do you mean by less? If you mean gore, maybe. But
yeah, for me, it's if I don't have for me wanting the hard R.
You now have Daredevil that's interacting with all the other Marvel Universe characters. That's an add. So you have to look at
She-Hulk so far.
Well,
so far, but also Echo is a character that was introduced in the fucking Daredevil comics that's getting their own series.
Echo is coming, where
now Fisk, because it's part of the Daredevil universe, is now in the MCU. Like, this is now patched into the MCU. It gives such a richer tapestry for Daredevil to tell its story than that limited environment that it was on Netflix.
It was only limited because it built the legs for to kind of have this with those characters. So I felt like if it was given the freedom in Netflix that it is giving with Disney Plus, instead of Disney being the whore that it is, that it would have still blossomed.
Let's throw
more than it was.
Let's throw some out there. Just as a snap affected the whole MCU and all the storytelling.
Mm-hmm.
My opinion is a series that they introduced at D23, a Secret Invasion could have ripple effects in every property following that, including Daredevil.
Yeah.
And maybe that has something to do with the costume change and different things of that sort. Again,
if they go that route with explanation, then that's different.
Saying. The way they're talking about Secret Invasion, it's going to have a ripple effect on most all the MCU properties after that. That could be one of them. And that could explain some of what's going on. Possibly.
I'm not saying for sure.
I'm just guessing. But again, they want you to treat Secret Invasion like the snap. It's world changing.
Yep. I love the Netflix Daredevil series. I think it's pitch perfect. I have very little to say against it.
Yeah, I rewatch it like every year.
It's fantastic. And I don't even mean just Iron Fist, but also fuck Iron Fist.
Yeah.
Second season was actually definitely better.
It's way better. And same thing.
So we brought this
Luke
up
Cage.
Another time. I had to make it through. If I had to make it through the shitty first season to see a good second season, I'm done. Cause I'm not going to watch shit.
to eventually get.
The only shows that Netflix had that were good all the way through were Daredevil and Punisher.
Yeah.
Yeah, because Jessica Jones season 3 wasn't great.
No, and season 2 was better than season 1.
I don't different seasons. It's hard to say. I'd say they kind of exist separately for me. But that being said, I really liked what Netflix did. I think it created opportunities for other superhero shows, Marvel or not. But I'm not going to, like, take my toys and go home with Daredevil because Marvel's using it now.
No, my thing is I will watch it, and if I don't see, after a few episodes, what I want, then I will just stop.
See, and that's, I don't know. That's not my attitude towards all this content anymore.
That's cool, but it's mine.
Yeah, and that's great. And I think that we have enough content now that we get to make that decision. But the dangerous part, and this is what creates toxicity in the fandom, is to say that there's only one way to do a character.
No, it's not about one way to do a character.
We all agree that the Ben Affleck version is the wrong way.
None of us think that's the right way to do it.
Bringing up the most shitty properties.
No shit, dude.
We just hit another one with goddamn Daredevil.
Because we do have enough, I'm allowed to, if they give me the Daredevil that in the arc of the canon source that I like, and then they want to, and then they go away from that, I'm allowed to say that I'm going to stay with the canon I like, and if I give time to try to absorb the new way they're going with it, and I don't like it, then I'm allowed to not like that because it's not from the, what I like.
I feel to a degree, like for me, and I'm not going to speak to how it is for anybody else, is that like I grew up on baloney. So as I've gotten older and I've had the opportunity to enjoy, you know, going out to dinner more regularly and having like moments, not all the time, but occasionally I can go to a fine restaurant and I can have the best food and I can really engage it in a way that I don't at a diner. You know, like you're having smaller portions and you're really like interacting with it. And those are great moments, but I don't lose track of my baloney. Like that's how I feel about my nerddom, is that like I grew up watching Lou Ferrigno painted green. Like I grew up with the worst versions of superheroes. I like aside from the animated X-Men, which is still top tier.
Your first Daredevil. Too was
in the 90s as well.
Trial of the Incredible Hulk. Yeah.
Well, and also there was a Daredevil series, I think, at one point for like 2 fucking seconds.
I don't remember that. But I remember the Trial of the Incredible Hulk, and I appreciate those and absorb those for what they are. But where I also put things in context to where we are in technology and in storytelling, and
that's why I expect things. I'm not as worried because, like, look, it might not be Netflix. Sure, shit isn't gonna be the Affleck Daredevil.
I still want a bone breaking, skull crushing Daredevil.
A
without question.
Okay, version of a thing I love is better than no version of the thing I love.
No, that's just settling at that point. That's what that sounds like. That's fucking settling. An okay version is better than no version. That's settling for what they give you, bullshit.
And we're wasting 25 fucking minutes talking about the fact that you have a version in your head that you think is correct.
And you're okay with, like, watered-down bullshit because it's better than nothing.
Well, no, what I'm saying is that I don't need it to be a hard R for it to be okay.
No, you just said an okay version is better than no version. That didn't say it was hard R. It's just you said an okay version is better than no version.
I'm saying that your attitude is exactly why people stop giving a shit about the stuff they love.
Well, then I guess I'm the reason people don't give a shit about what they love, then.
No, it's that, like, I'm sorry, but this is where I'm at. Like, it has to be exactly this way or nothing is why fandoms die. It's why people stop interacting with content that they love. It just has to be what the
majority of the comic was. Like, the majority of the Daredevil comic was this version of Daredevil.
No, it was Frank Miller's run that was this. The majority of the comic wasn't rated R.
No, but it was still...
The majority of the comic was for teenage boys, and they are able to do that with a PG-13 fucking rating. Daredevil has been around a hell of a lot longer than Born Again. It's been a ton of different iterations of the character.
Frank Miller did another one after Born Again that was still hard, but not as hard.
Bendis's run is when he goes to jail.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I mean,
yeah.
I would say, debatably, that might be, honestly, more of my favorite. I like more than...
Born Again?
Yeah. So, and I mean, that's a whole other direction. And your main character is... Daredevil is in jail most of the time. He's not dressed up, beating motherfuckers up. He's just trying to survive jail for like a 2-year run of comics. He's in jail.
Yeah.
I mean,
Look, there are so many different versions of the characters that we love. Fuck, I'm really glad that they went with the Warren Ellis run of fucking Moon Knight for what they, like, adapted into the Moon Knight series. Mm-hmm. But there's a lot of different versions of Moon Knight that are way more boring than that.
Yeah,
that they could have adapted.
Moon Knight's like a D-level fucking character.
Yeah, but so is, right. I mean, so is Daredevil, really.
Daredevil's not D-level.
Well, I mean, like B or C.
But he's not B. Yeah.
He's not D. Moon Knight's like way below fucking Daredevil.
In the right writer's hands, you can make a character that seems shitty and stupid entertaining. One of my favorite characters is Taskmaster from the comics, and it's because I found a limited series that was fucking amazing. Up to that limited series, Taskmaster was a goofy-ass fucking Avengers villain that wore a skull mask. But this series did it, and you get the right writer to take that character and translate it the right way, I'm going to trust it. So that's what I'm saying is I'm going to give shows, comics, chances when they go, let's
go a
different
direction. I'll watch it. Yeah. I'm going to give it.
You look at even Deadpool was a fucking joke. It was a parody of a DC character.
Deadpool,
it wasn't meant to be something that Deadpool's was
long-standing. Deadpool's appearance when New Mutants, and then he had his own limited series, was very, like, a little bit of humor. It wasn't until Joe Kelly picked him up and they did a full series where they said, let's have fun with this character. And that's the Deadpool that caught on with everybody. And that's 10 years after he had made his first appearance. Mm-hmm. So there's always a chance someone's going to take a character
and
make
it better.
One of my favorite,
like, fucking, C, D, or F characters, whatever you want to call it, fucking Squirrel Girl, came out in 92. I think also a creation of
Great Lakes Avengers.
Yeah,
you can't get any more tongue in cheek than she was part of the Great Lakes Avengers.
That character was always supposed to be a joke, where there's a girl who is a squirrel, but also a girl that has the powers of a squirrel that also beats Thanos and Doctor Doom, and that's always been a joke. But she has become so beloved by parts of the comic book world that Unbeatable Squirrel Girl is a great series. There's even I think they wrapped the first season, a Squirrel Girl podcast where she's a radio DJ talking to Magneto and fucking Spider-Man and shit on her radio show, her college radio show that's available. It's a Marvel podcast that they do. And it's funny shit. And Mila Ventilub, that was supposed to be the live action version of her, does the voice.
There you go.
And it's great. There's a Squirrel Girl that exists in some version of MCU canon. All these characters have different versions.
Yeah.
And there's a time and a place for all of them.
Can we talk about, in my opinion, the best fucking trailer to come out of this convention? And
Secret
I brought
Invasion.
Up a, Secret Invasion. Yeah. I cannot fucking wait for. It's one of my favorite Marvel stories. I cannot wait. The trailer looks fucking top notch. It throws flashes of Winter Soldier. So that is the main property of the stuff that came out that I was sort of excited, but now I'm counting down for that fucking show to come out. That's the number one for me because it looks so fucking
and
good.
It does suggest that we haven't actually met the real Nick Fury. Not since
it goes
the
90s. Than that. We might not have met the real.
A lot of characters, yeah.
Yeah, and that opens that shit up.
But that was the whole thing with Secret Invasion, the books, is that...
I mean, dude, there's this... In the books, there's literally a scene where this spacecraft crashes, and all the 70s versions of the heroes come out, and the modern ones, and you're like, okay, who's who? And, there's debate, because at that point, in that part of that story, nobody knows who to fucking trust. And that's what I'm looking forward to, is this kind of era of like one of my favorite movies, The Thing. Who is legit and who's playing me? So that's what I'm looking forward to.
I'm into it. Like, this goes back to one of my favorite horror movies of all time, The Thing, where one of the most terrifying ideas is that the people that you know and trust, that are the closest to you, that knows your
secrets.
That's what
I'm saying.
Are able to be, like, that hug you and are in your personal space all the time and, like, have access to you in a way that nobody else does, might be your worst enemy.
Yep.
That's terrifying. That's why The Thing works so well, and that's why Secret Invasion is so fucking terrifying.
And in the comic, it all started with Elektra being killed, and when she dies, she turns into a Skrull, and everybody's like,
what the fuck? And that was the first indication. So I'm waiting to see what happens in the series.
Yeah.
So
well, it probably won't be electric because they're not, again, they're not.
No, but no, them. I'm not saying that specifically, but a character's death.
She's that already dead.
Yeah. You know, when she was dead a long time ago.
Yeah, exactly. So.
Yeah.
But that's the, like, just, there's going to be a character, I feel like, that might be the reason that they discover, oh, shit, we've been overtaken.
Oh, what the hell?
Yeah.
I wonder what character you think they would use, though?
Maria Hill.
Oh,
you're not wrong. Yeah. You're not wrong at all.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've been thinking about it. I've watched the trailer a few times.
Yeah, I think you might have. Yeah.
I mean, they attacked the president's, you know, caravan and stuff, so.
Yeah. On the same end with Marvel, because, like, the laundry list of shit that we have updated by Marvel is fucking wild. Where
we haven't
got,
even talked about it, the movies. Like, the Marvel movies, like...
Ironheart, they got more into, Echo, Daredevil, Ant-Man and the Wasp, Quantumania, Ant-Man and the Wasp, Quantumania, it shows that MODOK, fucking live MODOK, a live-action MODOK is going to be part
shit.
Of the fucking
oh, dear
movie.
God.
Yeah.
Is and that necessary?
No, and I'm sure it's going to be for a blip. It's part of the multiverse,
it's
so it's going
to
be...
It's a close-up get to Baby Arms or Baby Legs Detective, all right? And I'm happy with
dude.
That.
It's going to be there for just a gag, and it will not be there for... There's no way... I'm sorry. There's no way to do MODOK in a live action without it being in She-Hulk. Like, She-Hulk and Daredevil or Deadpool get a live-action MODOK.
Yeah.
It can't exist in any other sphere besides those
the
two.
The one I'm also... extremely curious about, and there was no footage, just this rendering of them, the team up, fucking Thunderbolts.
I have issues with that.
I'm curious, like,
look, what I love about the Thunderbolts is it's a lot of villains that are trying to be good guys. Like, you could put, let's say, Superior Spider-Man on that list, and it would make sense in the canon of what Thunderbolts are. You got Baron Zemo, who's running the game, who's canon in the MCU and just doesn't fucking exist. He's already put on the mask. He doesn't have the crown, but he's got the mask. Not there. You've got a bunch of people that are good people in their heart that are Thunderbolts. There's also no Thunderbolt Ross. I feel like you need a Red Hulk for it to be Thunderbolts. Like, you...
I'm not sure how they're going to involve that.
Well,
Freeman,
because they never brought in Ross.
Martin Freeman, I think canonically is Ross's son.
Yeah, okay. But why didn't they never introduce Red Hulk with Ross?
Well, because William Hurt
now.
Is old
yeah.
as fuck.
No, but I meant like,
well, he's
I meant,
gone now.
Yeah, he's gone now. Yeah, but I meant like back, like in the MCU, they never introduced, they introduced Abomination with Tim Roth. So that was from the 08 Edward Norton. So you feel like they could introduce another Hulk, right? Like,
they haven't done a Hulk movie. So, I mean, since the Edward Norton one.
It's
he's
true.
Been in everything.
She-Hulk is the closest we've gotten to any kind of like Hulk specific property.
And let's see if season two, you don't get Red Version. That would be my bold statement, is I would say, if you get a season two of She-Hulk, you're getting Red Hulk.
Yeah, but who's going to...
I feel like
you might have
there
to change
are things
it up somewhat.
That, there are things that we may not have picked up on, but they were setting up for Red Hulk with Ross, that when he talks about having a heart attack on the back nine and it gains perspective, there might have been lines in that connect to something they were planning on doing in the future. But if we don't get to see the future version, they've been doing that the entire time. That's why the leader is showing up. Like, the dude from the original Incredible Hulk is going to be a villain. Like, they announced that in D23. I gave up on that character showing up. Like, you see it in Incredible Hulk where it drips into his cut and his brain
and
starts.
Captain America.
He's going to be in Captain America.
New
World Order.
New World Order, yeah.
I got some reserves about that too, but.
I'm just curious. I never thought we'd have that character come back. I mean, they tried to avoid that Hulk movie as much as possible, and yet this year, Abomination fucking shows up, and now you're saying leader's in there.
Well, Abomination
so they're almost
showed
bear
up.
Hugging
Abomination showed up in Shang-Chi.
Yeah, but I'm just saying.
But they clarified what that was.
In, no,
but I'm saying,
but it showed up in Shang-Chi, so it's like Abomination existed.
You could have done a change
right,
on that, but here we are in She-Hulk, and it's fucking Tim Roth reprising his role as Emile, right? So you could
I'm like Edward Norton. Tim Roth was like, I want that paycheck, motherfucker.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But I'm saying they moved away from that movie a ton, and now they're starting to bring it back in. And them announcing that fucking leader's going to be in there from the Hulk movie tells me, yeah, that's in.
The only reason they moved away from it was because Edward Norton was like, no, this is one and done. and then they had to find a new Hulk.
Right.
And that's like the only reason they moved away from the 08 Hulk was because Edward Norton was kind of being a dick.
And now everybody's coming back except for Edward Norton.
Except for Edward Norton.
Well, yeah. it was a combo platter. It was definitely Norton. That was part of the challenge. But also Paramount owns the distribution rights for Incredible Hulk. That's an old contract that Marvel signed before they were bought by Disney. So they actually cannot legally do an Incredible Hulk movie without Paramount having
I remember reading that. Actually, yeah. Yeah.
Here. So that's why they disguised Ragnarok as a Thor movie, but it was really a World War Hulk movie. Or not World War, Planet Hulk.
But it was
also like a very
light version.
Light version of Planet Hulk.
That's why they've talked about there is going to be a World War Hulk movie at some point. That there has been conversation about that happening.
They introduced the Illuminati in order for that to be a thing, so.
Well, they've already introduced the Illuminati
in the multiverse.
This world.
I mean, right? They introduced Illuminati already.
Well, Doctor Strange has the idea in his head now that there's an Illuminati in another multiverse.
Can I segue into another character that we saw as one actor portraying and then went to another one? And,
Rhodes?
Yep, and going to Rhodes and Armor Wars. I'm curious about that. I feel like that could potentially be really good. So, you're getting all the Iron Man stuff. Obviously, you can't bring Tony back. So, I think.
Well, you're going to get Hammer. Yeah. Like, he's coming back for sure.
Yeah.
And I love him. So, he's great. I don't know if we're going to get necessarily the original actor that played Rhodes in a multiverse fashion. I think.
No.
More so, you're going to have.
Terrence Williams.
Yeah, he walked.
I think you're going to have, like, the fake Ten
Terrence
Rings
Howard, excuse me.
Involved yeah. with it. You're going to have Hammer. You're going to have other people that are trying to steal the technology. It's going to be a sci-fi action
They're saying
fest.
Secret Invasion rolls into Armor Wars, as in Rhodes. It's not Rhodes. And that's how all of Tony's stuff gets set out. So.
Really?
When he, I guess, at the end of Secret Invasion might. The true one shows up and then has to fix what that Skrull did.
How cool would it be if the Skrull is the one that can't use his legs?
That's what
I'm
waiting
for. And then Rhodey rolls up being like, yeah, my legs are good, bitch. Kick.
Or
so
when Snap happened before they fixed everything, he's an integral part during, when they're doing the meeting and stuff like that.
Yeah.
He's one of the main Avengers organizing everything if he's a Skrull then. Through the entire that part.
That's like another
Is that's how deep it is that literally he's at the team meetings for the past 5 fucking years.
Damn.
Yep. That's why I'm excited about Secret Invasion.
I'm excited to see what happens. I am also unfortunately bummed that we didn't get a chance because we're right at the tail end here to talk about Willow.
Well, we should talk about Willow right now.
Let's just say it. Can't fucking wait.
Yeah, I cannot fucking wait.
I'm stoked
to
watch
Willow.
Here's
the thing. I have a feeling it's going to be enjoyable because there's really not a lot of writing on a Willow series. Willow is one of those things that it's close to the hearts of a certain generation, but it's not a heavily beloved thing that everybody it's like liking Return to Oz.
Yeah.
It's a contingency of people that really enjoy it. And to be able to revisit those characters is going to be fun, but there's no risk.
Yeah.
If it's okay, it's going to be fine because there isn't an exaggerated mythos that's been developed from Willow. It's that one movie.
It's just
with the little guys.
Yeah, it's a continuation.
It's fine.
There's a new evil, I'm fucking down.
Yeah. I feel like as long as they don't fully phone it the fuck in, it's going to be great.
I think them doing it as a series kind of communicates that. I think if they'd done just the movie, maybe, but them doing a series, I think they're going to flesh out characters so you're not just like, hey, here's this person, and Willow's there, and end of movie.
The other stuff, we haven't talked about a lot of the stuff, but whatever. National Treasure, Edge of History series is coming out. There's a girl, Nicolas Cage.
Let's go.
Of course, there's a girl, Nicolas Cage.
I don't know.
It might
be Nicolas Cage's daughter. Who cares?
I don't care.
It's between Indiana Jones and the Librarian series with the dude from ER.
Yeah.
Like, it's somewhere in between. It's
I just want to throw this last one out with Marvel thing that we didn't bring up. And it's Marvel, technically, but Werewolf by Night, that I had no idea about. That trailer looks so, like, that looks like so much fucking fun.
And Man-Thing. It's introducing Man-Thing to the MCU.
I'm Loki season two.
Loki season two, yep. For sure.
Like, that was...
And who's going to be in Loki season two? Short Round.
That's right. He was at that convention.
Yep.
Yeah. Right.
I give him all the roles ever. I love him so much.
I watched the trailer. I just got to say right out the gate, I mean, I'll probably watch it and give a better opinion. But off the trailer, I got to give a big hard fuck you to Hocus Pocus 2. That shit looked terrible.
The first movie was terrible. It's just that we were teenagers or children when it first came out.
I've rewatched as an adult, and I don't think it's terrible.
Well, but that's also, I do the same thing with the first two fucking Superman movies. And I watched it, the Donner. Well,
where's Kyle? Hold on. Kyle?
I watched the Superman Donner's 2. Cut? No, yeah. Not even the Donner cut. The original Superman 2 version with a roommate that had never seen him. And he's like, what is this fucking garbage? And I saw the movie through his eyes and was like, oh, this is garbage.
And
like,
that's what happens with some properties.
Love it, but it's not good. It's like, I've rewatched Alf as an adult. Alf is bad. Alf isn't good at all.
Yeah.
It's the same with Thundercats. Yeah. Thundercats is garbage. We loved it as kids, and that's great, and we see it through the lens of nostalgia, but if you're watching
it for the first time as a viewer, you're not going
to
get it.
I guess my thing is, like, the biggest technology they had to use in the original Hocus Pocus was the vacuum. Now she's, like, riding on two Roombas. And, like, they're making a whole scene about it in the trailer. I'm like, this is fucking stupid.
They re-released E.T., right?
Mm-hmm.
Some people went to see it for the first time, fucking hated it.
Yeah.
I mean, and it's fucking E.T. That's, like, my childhood. Yeah. And people were like,
but they fucking hated
it. I hate it, yeah. And it's just, I saw it as a child. I'm never going to be able to erase watching E.T. for the first time.
Well, I wasn't a child when Hocus Pocus came out. I was, like, 11?
Right. But that's still an age
that was like the age group for Hocus Pocus, and Hocus Pocus was supposed to be a TV movie. It was not supposed to be a
theatrical release,
but because of Bette Midler was like, I want to be in this. And they're like, oh fuck, I guess we're like, that was supposed to be one of those cheesy fucking Disney show, like fucking
straight to Apple Dumpling Gang or
That movie is cheesy as fuck.
Oh, it is. No,
it's so it is cheesy.
It's cheesy. That trailer looked uber. And then
And there's a chance it's not going to be good. But
they might just be targeting and what else? Not us.
And a movie I don't give a fuck about on this list is I don't care about Avatar.
Okay, yeah, no,
I don't give zero fucks. It's like a 13-year too late sequel. I don't give a fuck.
Why did it take that long?
Right? That's what I'm saying.
Like, there wasn't...
James Cameron, why did it take so long?
Like, 5 years after Avatar came out, everybody stopped talking about Avatar. Yeah. Like, there was no longevity to that fandom. You don't see people at conventions dressed as fucking Avatar.
No.
It's just not a thing.
No. So,
that's what they're going to run into is that... There's a chance that it reinvigorates the fandom, but there's just as much of a chance
of it. Is
there
a fandom that
it's gonna hit really hard opening weekend? People are like, oh, fun sci-fi movie, cool, great, and then it will tank really fucking hard second weekend and make close to its money back.
Are they hoping for Wrath of Khan with this? Where Star Trek people came to see it, fucking hated the original, and Wrath of Khan rejuvenated the series. Or is it just a cash grab?
But they filmed another two at the same time, there's a total of like three that are coming out.
Yeah.
But they filmed them all together, right?
Yeah.
So there's two more after this that I guess.
There's five total.
From what I understand. Fuck me. Yeah. Jesus Christ.
I think they did. I don't know if they did all five back to back, but they did at least like three back to back.
Yeah. So like two, three, and four are back to back, right? Fucking hell.
Yeah. That's the only way you do it. I literally give zero fucks about this film. He said, I'll only do it if we're financing for three of them, not just one.
What's going to be funny is when this one bombs and they're like, oh, fuck, we already filmed the other two.
Oh, you mean it's like several teen books that they did that
Divergent?
Yeah. And they went, the last one will be on TV because we like you, not because we can't take it to a theater.
Like, and also, I've never done it, right? Like, they've never done the final... thing.
No. Yeah, it never did. Yeah.
No, there's still a chapter that has never been released.
I think that happened with Maze Runner too.
It did.
Yeah.
No. Yeah. Oh, yeah, there's four.
Where they filmed?
There's like the scorched earth thing.
Yeah. And then there was.
There's a little bit of
cotton. And like the Death Cure. Death Cure was one of them too. I don't know what order.
It all goes back to Peter Jackson going, I'll only do the Lord of the Rings if we just don't separate anybody and we just film all the movies.
That made sense. Yeah.
But that's the trend that's happened, and it doesn't usually work out.
It makes sense with Lord of the Rings. It doesn't make sense with your fucking blue people, Native American, like,
or Matrix movies,
whatever. Or, yeah, like,
yeah, yeah, I mean, the same thing.
It's also not based on any canon that people give a shit about. Yeah. Like, it's not a beloved.
That might work. That's gonna work.
A new series.
One or two times, and the other times you are stuck with a bunch of movies that you know aren't going to do well.
Let me give this four chapter story of Fern Gully.
Yep,
that's 2.5 hours.
Without Robin Williams. Yeah,
or Christian Slater.
Yeah,
or fucking Tim motherfucking Curry.
No, you got Sam Worthington, who was popular for about 6 months in 2004.
The guy that was in that Clash of the Titans, that shitty Clash of the Titans movie. He's back.
From Clash of the Titans and Terminator Salvation.
I don't think that should come out of anybody's mouth ever.
By the way, hold on.
Are we on number 7 or 8 of bringing up the shittiest movies of franchises?
No, if we brought up the shitty movie franchise, we bring up Terminator 3. Genesis.
Genesis. But I'm just saying, we've been hitting a lot of the fucking bottom of the barrel movies.
Is like my third favorite after 2, because Dark Fate
is so bad.
Genesis is so bad. And you know what else is so bad? Terminator 3. It's so fucking bad.
Is Dark Fate 4?
Dark Fate's 5.
We're counting.
What do you have for 4?
No, 6. Wait, I mean for 4?
Your favorites, cuz Terminator 2 and then 1. For me, unfortunately. The third one for me is Salvation, I think, is third one for me.
Yeah, I'm going to go with that. Yeah.
Fuck, that doesn't feel good to say.
No.
But it's honest. It's honest.
And then I think Dark Fate is after that. Because there you've got 3 and then you've got Genesis.
I think I might like 3 over Dark Fate. I don't know, dude. Oh, Dark Fate was so bad.
Ooh, yeah.
I got to rewatch. You know what? I need to rewatch 3 to see where that stands.
Can we just do an episode on the Terminator series?
On this D23 episode.
Can we nail in a Terminator franchise episode right now?
Yeah, no shit.
That needs to happen.
Yeah.
There's enough movies now where we can justify it.
We'll talk off mic and get that scheduled for sure. Because we really need to just have a full-on.
Seriously.
We need to have it out, dude.
I'm curious about this.
You know, I'm going to bring the passion. I'm going to bring it.
And we will bring you another episode with that passion on the next episode of Geeks Under the Influence. Thank you so much for listening. We are skipping the drunken scene because I didn't look it up and I don't feel like doing it right now. And also,
it happens.
And also, it's D23. Like, it's going to be a mixture of, like, we can just do scenes from, like.
Can we just have Lowdown just say, I'll be back, but in goofy voice?
Yeah.
I'll be back.
That wasn't goofy at all.
You're supposed to be goofy, man.
Yeah.
Do goofy.
You mean actual Goofy?
Yeah.
I'll be back.
That's good.
There you go.
That's
drunken scene.
Cool.
Yep.
Great.
There you go.
Yeah. Drunken scene. Okay, cool. Great. make sure to rate, review, subscribe. Maybe. I wouldn't. But no, please rate, review, subscribe to this show and the others on the network, GYPodcast.com. Thank you so much for listening. Thank you to the Creepazoids for the intro and outro. Dead by Dawn. And we'll find you next time for another episode. This is the last episode before spooky season.
Ooh.
Ooh, spooky season.
The hands over his voice.
All the listeners can hear spooky the fingers. Season. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, that's
he's finger fucking his mouth.
That's
finger
a little weird.
Fucking his mouth.
All our listeners can hear his fingers.
Can you hear these fingers? Thank you for listening. We'll find you next time. I'm Mike the Hobbit.
I'm Lowdown.
Join us or die.
Shut the fuck up with your fucking spooky fingers. Just fucking shove them up your ass, Hobbit.
Join us or die. Join us or die. Or I will swallow your soul. GUIPodcast.com.